Welcome.
I really want to use the mic. Thank you for coming. We have a really special treat tonight. Our very own Linda Allen will be doing a concert, so please your full attention. You obviously are attentive crowd clappers and cheerers. Didn't even have to cue them. Here she is.
Most of the week it's been nerve-wracking, but tonight it's fun. So thank you all for coming. I'm going to start with a song that could have been inspired by our own Railroad Creek. I don't remember if it was or not, but it could have been. And a lot of these songs, by the way, they're places that come around more than once. Those are the choruses. And every time it comes around, just jump in. This is, after all, folk music, and you are the folk. Song that feels very Holden. Sometimes I'm seated, braiding my hair. Roots growing deeper with each passing year. Sometimes I'm willow, I bend with the wind, sheltering my children till the sun comes again. Sometimes I'm deer, walking soft through the trees. Part of it all, such a sweet mystery. Then I am seagull, soaring high above ground. Sometimes I'm squirrel, how I scurry around. Sometimes I'm poppy, how my colors explode, longing to please every heart on the road. So filled with myself that I light up the sky. Sometimes I'm nettle,
and you best pass me by. Sometimes I'm ripped, just dancing along, filling the air with the sweet river song. And I am ocean, so strong and so wide, rocking my love like a boat on the tide. Sometimes I'm seated with rain in my hair, roots growing deeper with each passing year. Sometimes I'm willow, I bend in the wind, sheltering my children till the sun comes again. Sheltering my children till the sun comes again.
Songs.
Right here.
Oh, you're up there! Hey, Ellen! This is for you. And it's also one of the more autobiographical songs that I've written. And it just may resonate with you as well, but there is a chorus. It's almost mandatory to sing this chorus, so but you'll hear it. When I was 8 in Roosevelt Elementary, in the school Christmas pageant, I longed to be Mary, but Susan was picked. Susan was pretty. All the boys chased Susan. I hated Susan. Then the teacher said, "Never mind, dear. There's a place just for you. Never fear." So why don't you sing in the chorus? There's still lots of room in the chorus. You may not be a star, but sing where you are. You'll find lots of friends in the chorus. Then I was 12 in North Junior High School, in the class talent show. I thought it'd be cool to be chosen to solo, but I felt like a fool when that awful Mr. Johnson. I hated Mr. Johnson. Sneered at me, laughed at my song, and he said, "In the chorus is where you belong." So why don't you sing in the chorus? There's still lots of room in the chorus. You may not be a star, but sing where you are. You'll find lots of friends in the chorus. Then I was 18 and in university, and I thought that an actress was what I could be. So I tried out for musicals. It was so clear to me that I surely had talent. Didn't they know talent? Then at auditions, I'd wish I was dead. When the music director smiled and nodded and said, "Why don't you sing in the chorus? There's still lots of room in the chorus. You may not be a star, but sing where you are. You'll find lots of friends in the chorus." When it's been many years since Roosevelt Elementary, and all of the wishes what I could be, I was awkward and shy, and I wasn't so pretty, but I learned how to Harmonies are great. Any note different than mine is a harmony?
Sometimes I love the road. Sometimes I'm just tired. I can feel like God's own chosen and long.
One of my older songs because I wrote it when my mom was turning 60. My mother and my mother-in-law and I had our birthdays in October, 3 days apart. And so one year I wrote this for my elders, my mother who was turning 60, my mother-in-law who was turning 70, and I'm now older than my mother was then, and almost as old as my mother-in-law was, so time does have a way of creeping up and passing you by. It's amazing. So this is called October Roses. You're welcome to sing along on the chorus. Say you are sorry for the youth that you lack, for the sag of your breasts, for the bend in your back, for your hair turning gray, and the tears that now flow, for the choices you made such a long time ago. Spring roses are lovely, they make my heart and in summer the roses sweet memories bring. But I most need the rose when the bitter winds call. October roses are the fairest of all. October roses are the fairest of all. As a maid, you were lovely, your cheeks bloomed so red, and you gave your heart freely, too freely, you said. As a woman full grown, you knew passion and strife, and a gentle heart torn with the thorns of your life. Spring roses are lovely, they make my heart sing, and in summer the roses sweet memories bring. But I most need the rose when the bitter winds fall. October roses are the fairest of all. October roses are the fairest of all. Now you're growing older, sometimes you feel down, but your strong roots will hold you, you still find the sun. For you blossom with wisdom and courage and care, you're the fairest of roses that bloom anywhere. Spring roses are lovely, they make my heart sing, and in summer the roses sweet memories bring. But I most need the rose when the bitter winds call. October roses are the fairest of all. October roses are the fairest of all. One I wrote for Scott.
Woo! Ow! I know what's coming.
Do you want to go stand up there?
I think I'll leave.
I am the coach's wife. It's not the life I would have chosen. Here I am at 42 degrees, sitting in the bleachers, leaning on my knees, hoping my boy gets a hit. Oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please. Little did I know when I married my husband, underneath the poet and the peaceful warrior lurked the heart of a supersized jock who rocked our baby in baseball talk, delivered him a bat before he could walk. I like to hike and maybe some biking, theater and concerts, poetry dates, but fate just laughed and gave me him with his trickster eyes and his Saturday grip, and it's off to the ball field once again. Hum-bada-bada, hum-bada-bada, give it a ride.
I'm in love with my boys of summer, my boys of spring and fall and winter. Oh my God, it's a suicide squeeze. My boys in the middle, it's 42 degrees. The coach's dad is on his knees. Oh please, oh please, oh please, oh please. Another song that I wrote for Scott. And it's a kind of love song I could not have written in my 20s or my 40s. I think I had to kind of grow into this kind of love song. It's called Old Love. Something completely different. My daughter, both my daughters are musicians and songwriters, and Kristen proposed about a month ago. She said, I've got a deal for you, Mom. She says, I want you to write a song for me to sing, and I have to sing it. And then I will write a song for you to sing, and you have to sing it. So I haven't gotten her song yet, but this is the one I wrote for her. I did send it a couple weeks ago. Haven't heard a word. So. Don't know what that means. But. But it was inspired last time I was home in Bellingham, and I just saw a young woman dressed in black, and she was just walking down the street holding the hand of a little girl. And somehow it went into my songwriter's brain as I'd like to think about a song from that little girl's perspective. So it's called Mama's Got a Tattoo, and the first line of every verse I'm going to sing, and then you're going to sing it back to me. So this is the first time I've ever done this one, so we'll see how this goes.
nose ring.
Mama's got a nose ring.
Mama loves to sing, sing.
Mama loves to sing, sing.
Dresses all in black, guitar on her back, takes me to the fair.
He was crying like I'd never heard before. a very short little round. It seems that while I've been at Holden, I've been writing a lot of very short little chants and rounds. This one comes from St. Francis, and these are the words. Preach the gospel at all times. If necessary, use words. So this is how it goes. I'll sing it once, and then you can join. Preach the gospel at all times. If necessary, use words. Preach the gospel at all times. If necessary, use words again. Preach the gospel at all times. If necessary, use words. Let's see if you can do this as a round, okay? You're starting.
Preach the gospel at all times. If necessary, all times if necessary. Use words. Preach the gospel at all times if necessary. Use words. Preach the gospel at all times if necessary. Use words.
It works. All right. I wasn't sure. In preparing for this, it was fun to kind of go through. Oh, I've written hundreds. I mean, literally. Well over 200 songs, and I was just flipping through words, and a lot of those songs are just words that never got a tune that settled in, or the time passed, or the moment passed, and they never got finished. So I came across one called When Jesus Came to Philadelphia, and it was written, the words were written in 2001, and it was shortly after 9/11, in which there was a lot of harassment of people of Middle Eastern, let's say, ancestry. Dark-skinned people who were not being allowed to fly, who were being harassed, in some cases murdered. And I think that's what, something must have happened in Philadelphia where someone was thrown off a plane or something, which was happening a lot in those days, just because of the color of their skin. So I came up with this. See, I hope I remember the tune. When Jesus came to Philadelphia, he wore a suit and tie. He stuck some cash into his back pocket 'cause he'd made up his mind to fly. When Jesus came to Philadelphia, he was New York City bound. He heard a lot of people crying out his name, and he was gonna try to help that town. When Jesus came to Philadelphia, he laid his money down. He said a one-way ticket to New York City, but the ticket agent stared and frowned. When Jesus came to Philadelphia, he had no passport to show. He said, my daddy sent me on a student visa. They said, son, we're gonna feed you to the crows. When Jesus came to Philadelphia, there weren't no angel choirs. Just 14 agents taking him to jail, calling him Bin Laden's liar. When Jesus came to Philadelphia, no shepherds gathered near. Just three full colonels in a darkened room, his testament to hear. When Jesus came to Philadelphia, they say he shed a tear. When Ashcroft said, I hear your daddy's God, well, son, I'm God down here. When Jesus died in Philadelphia, they made a big mistake. There was just no place for a dark-skinned man in a country full of fear and hate. When Jesus left Philadelphia, he said he was coming back. Soon he was rocking in his mama's arms in a small town in Iraq. Going through some of these old songs was really a journey through a lot of history, and I can't remember exactly what year I wrote this, but there was a group called the Citizens Alliance, very active in Oregon, in gathering petitions that were to deny gays and lesbians their basic human rights. And there were also a lesbian couple had just been murdered. So it was in that atmosphere that I wrote this song. And also it was inspired by a rather famous saying from Bishop Martin Niemöller that he made just after World War II. And this is it. First they came for the communists, and I did not speak out because I was not a communist. Then they came for the socialists, but I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews. I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me. There was no one left to speak out for me. I was on the street. I had started a group called Women in Black. That's an international group, but I was starting one in Bellingham. And there's been a peace vigil in front of the courthouse in Bellingham since the 60s, a continuous one every Friday. And so I dragged my son along, who was in middle school at that time. And all the time that I was holding a sign, he was looking for signs to hide behind. He thought I was a little bit crazy, and so I decided I better write this song and as a way of kind of explaining why I do what I do. It's called Where I Stand, and please join me on the chorus on this one, and then it'll go into another song, I Believe That Peace Will Come. Woman standing in the rain on a cold up. Don't you know? With one more song that is not mine. Since you already just warmed up on it a few days ago when Scott gave his vespers.
I love it when you read to me
was wrong. Okay, there's a lot of words for this song. Some of it is just transcendental. Some of it's just really dumb, but I love it when you sing to me and you can sing me anything. The book of love is long and boring and written very long ago. It's full of flowers and heart-shaped boxes and things we're all too young. I love it when you give me things and you want to give me wedding rings and I love it when you sing to me and you can sing. Some new words to see us through, but it's a thin disguise till you recognize that there's heart.